بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, today's date being the 17th of Ramadan, this marks the anniversary of a very significant campaign in the history of Islam, which was the Battle of Badr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran as Yawm al-Furqan, the day of criterion, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a clear distinction between the forces of haqq and truth and the forces of batil and falsehood. And we know the entire incident of the Battle of Badr, the Muslim army, 313 in number, ill-equipped, just two horses that were shared amongst this entire army, one belonging to Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, the other belonging to Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu, 70 camels. These were the only conveyances that they had. They were ill-equipped. On the other hand, the Qurashi army, 1,000 in number, equipped armed to their teeth, very confident, very arrogant. But the difference was that the help and the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with the Muslim army. And for us to understand the zeal and the courage that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to give their lives for the sake of Islam, that they were prepared to sacrifice whatever it was. The hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that I witnessed Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu making such a speech that I wish that I was the one making that speech. That when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had stopped the army before reaching Badr, and he then began to make dua against the mushrikeen, then Miqdad radiallahu anhu stood up and he addressed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he said to him, O Nabi of Allah, we will not say to you as the Bani Israel said to Musa when Allah had commanded them to go and fight that particular tribe. And they said to him, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكْ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ, that you and your Allah go forward and fight and we are going to remain here, we are not joining you. But O Nabi of Allah, we will say to you, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا, you and your Allah go and fight. Inna ma'akuma muqatilun. We will be right by your side. We will be with you. Thereafter, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu stood up. He was from the Ansar. And he realized that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was looking for that support from the Ansar. So he also pledged their support. And he said, O Nabi of Allah, we will be with you. Even if you have to reach the sea, and you have to command us to jump into the sea and to cross the sea, then also we will not abandon you, we will not leave your side. And saying this, the spirit of the Muslim army was then awakened, and they then continued and reached Badr. And we know the entire incident that then took place. One is on a collective level, these 313 individuals. And together with that, ulama explained the individual moments of brilliance, that these were really our shining stars and heroes. Qatada bin Nu'man radiallahu anhu, he comes onto the battlefield, فَأُصِيبَتْ عَيْنُهُ, and his eye is then hurt, injured, to the extent that his entire eyeball falls out, and it is now hanging down onto his cheek. He comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to one riwayat, he says, O Nabi of Allah, I have a young and very beautiful wife, who loves me and I love her, and I fear that if I have to lose my eye, then she may dislike my appearance, and she may then leave me and abandon me, and then it will be very difficult for me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam takes his mubarak hand, and he takes that eyeball of Qatada radiallahu anhu, and he puts it back into his socket, and he makes dua for him. Later, Qatada radiallahu anhu, he only passed away in the 23rd year after Hijrah. He would say that this became the better of my two eyes, through the barakat of the treatment of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Mu'adh and Mu'awidh radiallahu anhuma, two young sahaba, they come on the day of Badr, and they ask Ibn Mas'ud that where is Abu Jahl, the leader of the Quraysh, point him out to us. He says, you are too young, what are you going to do with him? So they say, please just point him out to us. And when they identify him, they launch such an attack that eventually and ultimately leads to the death of Abu Jahl. Mu'adh and Mu'awidh radiallahu anhuma, it is mentioned about them that they were two brothers who were the sons of Afra radiallahu anha. And this particular sahabiya, she was known as Ummu Shuhada, the mother of the Shuhada. She was married twice. She had three children from her first marriage to Hazrat Harith radiallahu anhu, and then four sons from her second marriage to Bukair radiallahu anhu, and all seven of these sons were made shaheed. Three of them in the Battle of Badr. Mu'awwidh and Awf radiallahu anhuma, who were from her first husband, and Aqil bin Bukair from the second husband. Three of them made shaheed in the Battle of Badr, and the remaining four were made shaheed at some other campaigns later on. So she was Ummu Shuhada. So we find their brilliance also. Then Jabir radiallahu anhu says one person came, and he addressed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, if I am killed today, then where will I be? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replies to him, he says, fil jannah. You will be in Jannah. فَأَلْقَى تَمَرَاتٍ كُنَّ فِي يَدِهِ. This sahabi had a few dates in his hand. He throws them onto the ground, and فَقَاتَلَ. He then jumps into the fray, and he fights with such bravery, حَتَّى قُتِلَ. Eventually he is then made shaheed. 14 individuals lose their lives, become the shuhada of Badr on this day. Later on, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion of the conquest of Makkah, or just before that, there was an incident with Hatib bin Abi Balta radiallahu anhu, and a few other sahaba were very harsh towards him. He had done something, he had made an error, a mistake, and they wanted to, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to punish him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam on that occasion mentioned that, don't you know that this particular person was a participant in the Battle of Badr? And then he gave that glad tiding that لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اطَّلَعَ عَلَى أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ. It is as though Allah looked at the participants of Badr, and Allah said to them that, now go and do whatever you want, because I have forgiven all of your sins. That this was guarantee given to them in this lifetime, the amount of bravery, courage, sacrifice that they gave for the deen of Islam. That today we are sitting here with Iman. This was the campaign that now, in our words, put Islam on the map. That now the entire Arabian world began to see Islam and the Muslims as a force to be reckoned with. And therefore we mentioned before also, every year we mentioned this, that the least we can do, my dear brothers, is take out 10 minutes today. Just 10 minutes, sit with our family and go through the incident of Badr. Read through how this particular battle transpired and took place, what was the lead up to the particular battle, and the different stories of the courage and bravery that these sahaba radiallahu anhum had, like we see in different parts of the ummah today, for us to understand that we are the fruits of that garden, where they gave their lives, their wealth, and everything that they had for the sake of deen. Today ulama say that we are not being required to give our lives, or to give our limbs, or to give our blood, but we are required to give our time and our effort and dedication to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Give us also some of that courage, that zeal, the spirit that they had for the sake of Islam, and that love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.